Next patient is Pamela Livingston. Next patient is Pamela Livingston, 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 Pamela, PAMELA, date of birth 9/9/58, date of visit was 4/8/22. Please make a copy of this for Dr. Michelle Hederich, that is H-E-D-D-E-R-I-C-H, Hederich. Michelle is M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. Hederich is H-E-D-D-E-R-I-C-H, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Michelle, thank you for sending Pamela Livingston for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 62-year-old female who has a history of cough, wheezing, and chest tightness. Has been experiencing loss of voice and hoarseness, and as well as aphonia. For which she has seen various ENT specialists, no significant benefit. The patient has been through speech therapy, and she has been on inhaled steroids as well as bronchodilators. And was told that she has vocal cord dysfunction. Next paragraph. The patient has also episodes of cough, wheezing, and chest tightness, but denied any fevers, chills, or night sweats. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for fibromyalgia, and she has history of rotator cuff surgery. As well as a C-section in 1976. She has spinal fusion times two in the lower lumbar area in 9/13 and 2/21, and appendectomy in 01. And she has spasmodic dysphonia and mild COPD and cough variant asthma, for which she has been on bronchodilator therapy. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for 25 years and quit. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother is alive in good health. Next paragraph. Med list, topiramate 25 milligrams a day, Sinemet 20 milligram TID, citalopram 20 milligrams a day, sumatriptan 50 milligrams PRN, gabapentin 600 milligrams TID, budesonide 3 milligrams TOBID. Oh, can you please add that in the past history? The patient also has a history of fibromyalgia and history of Parkinson's disease. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has fatigue, no fever. She has cataracts, no glaucoma. She has hoarseness and no nosebleeds. She has she has urinary frequency and she has asthmatic symptoms. And wheezing with persistent cough and shortness of breath. She also has heartburn and abdominal pains and diarrhea. And she has jaw pain and arm pains as well as anxiety attacks. And easy bruising. She has muscle pains and stiffness. And she has headaches, seizures, and numbness of the extremities. And itchy skin. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built, middle-aged white female is alert. Pale, but no acute distress, no cyanosis, ictus, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 110 over 60. Pulse is 84, is patient 16, temperature 97.2. Weight is 162. Saturation 95. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucus edematous, throat was clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with the scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields with prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart seems irregular, so an S to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. And the extremities reveal no edema, no calf tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor upsets, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is next paragraph, impression number 1. Reactive airways disease. And number 2 is vocal cord dysfunction. Number 3 is depression. And number 4 is fibromyalgia. And number 5 is spasmodic dysphonia. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study as well as a CT chest without contrast. So was advised to get a CBC and an IgE level and was placed on Tessalon Pearls 200 milligrams TIDPRN for the cough. Ventolin inhaler 2 puffs, QIDPRN. speech therapy was recommended for the vocal cord dysfunction. And a copy of her recent lab work will be requested. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy from Michelle Hederich, M.D.